Uncertainty has prevailed all over the world, and it may foment more protectionism and economic unrest, while sparking calls for a new economic order as U.S. President Donald Trump's reciprocal tariffs have produced a seismic shift in the global trading and economic system. The imposition of 29% tariffs on Pakistan vividly reflects the rapidly changing socioeconomic, geopolitical, and geostrategic priorities of the U.S. tilted towards India. It has significantly affected Pakistan's trade competitiveness and will hit its export sector hard, particularly the already stagnant textile industry, as well as dent foreign reserves and employment, further exacerbating the country's economic challenges. Apart from textile, footwear, food, steel, lighter electric cables, cement, and sports goods sectors would also be in the line of fire. The best strategy to mitigate the impact of U.S. tariffs is to invite and encourage the relocation of Chinese qualitative industries under the flagship China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, CPEC, Phase 2, establish the long-planned special economic zones, readjust the trading equation, promote joint ventures in textiles, garments, small and medium-sized enterprises, other industries, e-commerce, science and space, robotics, hybrid agriculture, and above all, artificial intelligence between the two countries. The U.S. has not completely abandoned free trade, but it has moved towards more protectionist policies, including withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership and imposing tariffs on certain goods. Interestingly, the U.S. has historically been a proponent of free trade, participating in numerous trade agreements and advocating for open markets. Now, it seems to have built a walled America with a self-desired isolation and self-devised deep economic protectionism over fears that the countries facing retaliatory tariffs will further quarantine it. Thus, deglobalization and the re-rise to regionalism are gaining momentum on the spur of the moment. Nevertheless, Trump's notable exclusions of the import of steel, aluminium, automobiles, and temporarily sparing copper, pharmaceuticals, semiconductors, and lumber, alongside certain critical minerals and energy products, and geopolitical maneuvering to delay additional duties on South Korea, Japan, Canada, and Mexico, clearly demonstrate some vital economic wisdom for survival. Numerous estimates of the IMF, the U.S. Federal Reserve, Fitch Ratings, J.P. Morgan, and prominent think tanks indicate that the U.S. economy may face recession/stagflation during September to October 2025. It is estimated that Trump's tariffs will add as much as 1.5% to the already rising prices this year, according to the Core Personal Consumption Expenditures, PCE, index, which will hit personal incomes and consumer spending.